Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
As we approach the 39th anniversary of the Supreme Court's twin decisions in Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton, we're spending a few days looking at their impact on our society. Yesterday, we began looking at the Supreme Court ruling in Roe v. Wade. Despite assertions to the contrary by Chief Justice Warren Burger and Justice Harry Blackmun, who authored the majority opinion, Roe did create abortion on demand. Striking down the existing state laws, Roe was unprecedented, but this neither made it a sound ruling or a sensible one. Even so-called pro-choice legal scholars disagreed with the ruling's poor legal foundation. In 1973, a Yale Law Journal article entitled "The Wages of Crying Wolf," Professor John Hart Eli, who wrote that he was personally pro-choice, denounced the Roe decision. He wrote that it, quote, "is not constitutional law and gives almost no sense of an obligation to try to be." In 1976, Harvard Law professor Archibald Cox was also highly critical in the book "The Role of the Supreme Court in American Government," published that year. He wrote, quote, "The failure to confront the issue in principled terms leaves the opinion to read like a set of hospital rules and regulations. Neither historian, nor layman, nor lawyer will be persuaded that all the prescriptions of Justice Blackmun are part of the Constitution." Several investigative books revealed that the seven justices knew they were, in essence, writing legislation and not just interpreting the Constitution. Bob Woodward, now a Washington Post editor, co-wrote The Brethren Inside the Supreme Court with Scott Armstrong in 1979. They wrote that the justices and clerks commonly understood that, quote, "the court was going to make a medical policy and force it on the states. As a constitutional matter, it was absurd." A number of other books, including Closed Chambers, written by a former law clerk of Justice Blackmun, draw similar pictures of how the ruling came about. Justice Harry Blackmun was the general counsel for the Mayo Clinic in his home state of Minnesota before becoming a federal appellate judge. Because of his background, he strongly felt that doctors were the final authority when it came to abortion. Blackmun's opinion ends with, quote, "the decision vindicates the right of the physician to administer medical treatment according to his professional judgment. The abortion decision in all its aspects is inherently and primarily a medical decision. If an individual practitioner abuses the privilege of exercising proper medical judgment, the usual remedies, judicial and intraprofessional, are available." David Savage, an investigative reporter for the Los Angeles Times, wrote that some scholars later said Blackmun's opinion treated the pregnant woman as a bit player in a doctor's drama. All of this could have come under greater scrutiny from the first, but the same day the ruling was handed down, former President Lyndon Johnson died. Roe and Doe were no longer the lead story of the day. But in the intervening years, Roe and Doe have made headlines repeatedly and became the driving force behind the creation of the pro-life movement. Many Supreme Court rulings later, Roe is still the law of the land. But we are making headway every day. One day, I do believe, we will see Roe overturned and the right to life restored. If you would like more information, please visit our website at www.nrlc.org. That address again is nrlc.org. You will find a number of resources available on our website. These resources contain more detailed information regarding the scope of Roe, as well as its companion ruling, Doe. Fact sheets, NRL news, background information. Our website contains past and present critiques of the Roe ruling. For links and additional resources, be sure to check our other website, prolifeperspective.com, for information related to today's episode.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.